Okay, this is Polly Baggett for No Fit State Archive Project, and I'm here today. I don't know the date. What's the date?
The 4th.
It's the 4th. It's the 4th of December. I'm here today with Janos, and Janos is going to say his name and spell it for me.
Okay, my name is Janos Ferdi, and it's Janos Foldi.
Okay, Janos. I would like to know about why you chose No Fit State.
A long time ago, it was about six years ago, just before I started studying in a university, I seen a barricade on the South Bank, and it was amazing. It was very spectacular because all the performers were doing these really, really dangerous and very very connected to the audience performance in rain. And it was pretty mental seeing a high wire walker in the rain, or the two cloud swing girl doing her piece again in rain, shouting through the whole sequence. And yes, it's pretty stemmed.
Powerful experience.
Yeah, it was a very powerful experience. You know, all these people sitting in the rain.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
And staying there because they were captured by what they were seeing.
Great. So you saw a barricade in the South Bank, and you were convinced that No Fit State was a company that you would like to work for. How did you prepare yourself for that?
So just before that, I seen Circuit du Soleil, and that was a long time ago. That was about 10 years ago, and I used to be a chef at that time, and yes, I was just for fun, you know, just as a hobby, I started practicing circus, and eventually one of my teachers said, "Oh, you are very talented, you know, you have the body for it, and you should maybe check out Circus Space." And it happened really fast. So this was in February, and then I finished my little course on silks by April. I think it was a 6-week course, so mm-hmm. It was something like that. And then my teacher told me about Circus Space. I went there, I auditioned 2 weeks later.
What did you do in your audition? What are your skills?
I only knew silks at that time.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
It was very pretty princess, mm-hmm. you know, one move and pose and one move and pose.
Uh-huh.
And that was it really. Okay. And I got accepted.
Great.
And I did a foundation degree in circus arts. And then I was working for a company called the Gorilla Circus, and I did flying trapeze.
Okay.
And after that, I met Emily Morgan, and she told me to try to apply for a traineeship with Bianco.
Great, super. So that's how you got involved with Bianco.
Yes.
And so when did that particular season of Bianco starting, your training program?
That was that? 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
It was Bianco Here Be Dragons.
Okay, great. Yes, could you tell me something about that performance? Perhaps you could describe it a little bit for us. And also tell me exactly what you did in that performance.
Okay.
And how your skills perhaps developed with the help of the trainee program.
Okay, so when I auditioned with a double cloud solo performance, and that was my specialty in the circus space. cloud spring is a rope with two attachment points. So it looks like, it almost looks like a trapeze, but there is no bar on it.
Okay.
And usually a solo cloud performer is swinging, but I specialize on static.
Okay.
So I did it with two clouds rigged above mm-hmm. each other. Yeah. So it looks like a smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
And I auditioned for Firenze with that, and she really liked it. She was always asking me to go back up on the cloud and do other things, and she was dressing me up in different costumes. So I was like, oh my gosh, she's really like torturing me, isn't she? And
you were lucky to get the director's attention.
Yes, yeah, it was very very crazy, that 2 days. And then I got offered a job, and Firenze told me if I could create something else other than double cloud. So I was like, yeah, we can make more clouds. Like I've been doing some triple cloud swing before, mm-hmm. just to try it out.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, maybe we can have like seven clouds. And oof, I was like, oh, maybe that's gonna be a little bit too much. Seven clouds is a little bit crazy. But after that, Firenze talked with the riggers and how we can manage to do this, because prior Watson was still doing cloud swing.
Right.
So we had like a joint act.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, we couldn't rig seven clouds.
Mm.
We could only rig three.
Yeah.
And that was really the limit.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, so I started to do the triple cloud swing, where I do knots and lots of dangerous drops. I'm without any safety lines.
My word.
So
very impressive.
Thank you. So that's what I'm doing, and I do rope as well in Bianco, and we have to do a lot of things in there, because that's how really the whole show builds up.
Great. And are you taking part in the international tour to Hong Kong?
Yes, we are going.
New York, is it?
Yes, we are going to Hong Kong and New York. Great. And who knows where else? Getting
else?
Into the very international, intercontinental.
Yes. Yeah. The future's exciting, isn't it? Where do you see your future going with No Fit State? Because they do have a little bit of a history of having to let performers go at the end of a show, and Bianco,
yes,
I think will be touring for at least another 2 years.
Yes, I heard some rumors that they want to take Bianco until 2017.
Wow.
And I would definitely be really interested to do that.
Good, great.
And hopefully, you know, the
mm-hmm.
the big heads of the company still like me and what I do in the show.
Do you teach any of the classes here at St. James?
Yes, I do. I do teach some of the classes. I do teach a lot of workshops.
Great.
But I'm really just a guest teacher.
Uh-huh.
I'm not one of the regulars.
Yes, no, but you input into that teaching program when you're here in Cardiff.
Yes, and it's really good, because so many people are giving me good feedbacks.
Great.
So when I got back 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago from France with Bianco, and every people who I met and I teach them during the evening, they are like, oh my god, you're back, you know, you are we were waiting for you, and it's so much fun, you are such an amazing teacher. And I'm like,
great.
Oh my god, you know, it feels so good,
great.
To come back,
yes.
And hear this straight away.
Yeah, that's right, it's wonderful, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? So there's a future in teaching, I'm sure. You could perhaps grow that area in the new building down in Channel View, is it? Where is it?
Ocean View.
Yes. Okay.
Hopefully. But you know, because I'm always traveling, and I'm here and there with the tour. So, yes, it's a little bit difficult to get like a permanent position here.
Yeah.
But I'm doing workshops.
Special workshops.
Yeah, special workshops.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Okay, Janos, is there anything else you can tell us? A funny story, a sad story, about being on tour with No Fit State?
Yes, there are many funny and sad stories on tour, really. It's more like a soap opera. Being there, you know, like crazy stuff can happen. Like four weeks ago when we were in south of France, there was an accident. It was a very, very windy day, and we were in a park. Our site was set up in a park with the tent, and a very, very large tree, about, I don't know, like 20 meters high, a 20 meter high tree, fell over onto one of our caravans.
Goodness gracious me.
Yes, and it was pretty, you know, like we were out having lunch and dinner because Molly, one of the girls, had her birthday, and we just get this phone call that one of the trees fall over and it's crashed Tim's caravan.
Oh dear.
And Tim was inside.
Oh dear.
Yes, it's amazing how lucky he was.
Absolutely.
because he was sitting in his resting area, in his little table, and the tree fall on his bed.
Extraordinary.
And crushed, like properly crushed the caravan. Absolutely mental.
Absolutely mental, that's right. That's right, a close shave. Goodness gracious.
And then there is a funny story in it, because obviously the caravan was absolutely destroyed, but there were little bits and bobs that were still, you know, fine. So all the company with the same kind of caravan got out their drills, their little saws, and we took the caravan absolutely apart.
For
spare parts. And it was nice because Tim thought it was very funny. And he didn't accept any money from us. So in the end, what we did, we collected some money and anonymously put it in an envelope and just shoved it in his hand. But you know, it was really funny seeing all these people for days and days taking apart the caravan, and then people were like, we were having a bonfire just outside.
So you just threw the last bits on.
No. It's actually very dangerous to burn caravan bits,
yes,
because they have a lot of plastic in it.
Yes, it's true.
But it was really funny. It was really funny because a lot of people were thinking like, oh my God, we know what we should do. We should make the caravan as the bonfire. So like sprinkle lots of petrol on it. And everyone was like, oh my God, that's a really bad idea. Actually, don't do it.
Okay.
Yes.
Super. Thank you very much, Janos, for your insights into the most recent No Fit State show, Bianco.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. Great. That's super. Right, I'm just going to make sure I pressed all the buttons. Are we still recording? Oh, not stop.